This is the Sakar Murli of the 2nd of June, 2026. Essence, sweet children, you are spiritual guides. While looking after your homes and families, remain like a lotus flower and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and inspire others to do the same. Question: how does the Father decorate you, children? Which decoration does he forbid you to use? Answer: Baba says, sweet children, I have come to decorate you spiritually. You must never put on physical makeup. You are beggars, and so you must have no interest in following fashion. This world is very bad, and therefore do not indulge in any kind of fashion for your bodies. Song. At last the day for which we have been waiting has come. Om Shanti. The Unlimited Father sits here and explains to you unlimited children. Unlimited means there are no limitations. There are so many children. So many countless children have the one Father who is called the Creator. Others are limited physical fathers, whereas that one is the Father of the unlimited spirits. All spirits remember him on the path of devotion. You children know that it is the path of devotion and also the kingdom of Ravan. People call out, now take us away from this kingdom of Ravan to the kingdom of Rama. The Father explains, look, the deities who were the masters of Bharat are no longer that. You now know who they were. We were the masters of that golden-aged Sun Dynasty clan. There are the kings and queens. You children have now remembered this. Baba has come to give us children our inheritance of the fortune of the kingdom and to make us into the masters of the world. The Father says, all are now on the path of devotion. The path of devotion is called the kingdom of Ravan. Only the one Father teaches you children the path of this knowledge. Everyone on the path of devotion remembers that unlimited Father. You are now receiving the kingdom of knowledge for 21 births. You won't call out for half a cycle. There won't be any need to say, O Rama, O Prabhu. People say, O Rama, when they are unhappy. You won't have any sorrow there. You now understand this is a play that has been created. For half a cycle it is the day of this knowledge, and for half a cycle it is the night of devotion. Devotion makes us come down. You children definitely need this knowledge of the ladder in your intellects. The Father explains, this is a cycle of 84 births, and by knowing this cycle, you will become the kings who rule the globe. This is why Baba has had these pictures made. They show how we claim our fortune of the kingdom for 21 births by knowing this cycle. There are now many of you. The spiritual Shakti army is now very big. All of you are guides. Baba is also the guide. He is called the guide. The word guide is a pure word. Those who take others on a tour are guides. When tourists go on a tour, a guide is appointed to guide them and is told to show them everything. You find guides on pilgrimages too. The Father says, you have been going on pilgrimages for birth after birth. You go to Amarnath and other pilgrimage places. You go around everywhere. At the time of going there, you only remember that. Your hearts are removed from your homes and businesses. Here you are told to continue to live at home with your families and carry on with your businesses, and also stay on this incognito pilgrimage. This is so good. You can carry on with as large a business as you want. No one is forbidden to do that. You may even look after your kingdom. King Janak too received liberation in life in a second. There is no need for you to stumble along on worldly pilgrimages. You also have to look after your homes and families fully. Good and sensible children understand that they have to remain like a lotus while living at home with their families. You must not get fed up while living at home with your family. Kumars and Kumaris are like sannyasis. They don't have vices. They are distant from the five vices. You know that your decoration, makeup, is a different type from theirs. Theirs is Tamopradan makeup, whereas yours is Satopradan makeup, with which you will go to the Satopradan Sun Dynasty Kingdom. The father says to you, children, don't follow any Tamopradan physical fashion. This world is very bad. While living at home, don't become fashionable. Fashion attracts others. Beauty at this time is not good. It would be better if you were ugly, because at least no one would try to trap you. People chase after those who are beautiful. They have even shown Sri Krishna to be ugly. You have to become beautiful through Shiv Baba. Those people become beautiful with powder, etc. There is so much fashion, don't even ask. Wealthy ones are completely finished. The poor are good. Go to the villages and benefit the poor. However, eminent people who can spread the sound are also needed. All of you are poor. Are any of you wealthy? Look how you are sitting here in an ordinary way. Look how much fashion there is in Bombay. When some come to meet Baba, I tell them, you have put on physical makeup. Now come and I will put the makeup of this knowledge on you, through which you will become angels of heaven for 21 births. You will become constantly happy. You will never cry or experience any sorrow. Now stop putting on that physical makeup. I will put such first-class makeup of the jewels of this knowledge on you. Don't even ask. If you follow my directions, I will make you into queens. This is good. I will take all of you people of Bharat away from this Tamopradan devilish world of hell and make you into empresses of heaven. All of you children understand that today you are dressed in white and that in your next birth you will be in heaven drinking milk using golden spoons. This world is very dirty. Heaven is heaven, don't even ask. Here you are beggars. Bharat is a beggar. It is remembered that you change from beggars to princes. You will then take birth again in the same Bharat. The Father made us into the masters of heaven. There is the difference of day and night. Donations are made to those who are very poor, those who don't even have anything to eat. Bharat is very poor. Poor people don't know that everyone is Tamopradan at this time. Day by day they continue to come down the ladder. No one can climb the ladder at this time. They continue to come down from 16 to 14 to 12 degrees. Lakshmi and Narayan were 16 celestial degrees full at first. Then they came down and became 14 degrees. Remember very well that while coming down the ladder, everyone has become completely impure. Who can then make you into the masters of heaven once again? The history and geography of the world repeat. Everyone talks about this, but they don't know which history repeats. In the scriptures they have written that the duration of the Golden Age is hundreds of thousands or millions of years. Ask them when the Golden Age will come, and they will reply that there are still 40,000 years to go. You can prove to them that the duration of each cycle is only 5,000 years. They say that the Golden Age itself is hundreds of thousands of years. There is extreme darkness. Therefore, how would people believe that God has come? They believe that God will come when it is the end of the Iron Age. You children now understand all of these things. Destruction is just standing ahead of you. You children have been told to claim your inheritance from the Father before destruction takes place. However, all are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. So the poor people will die in distress, and you will have the joy of victory. At the time of destruction, there will be cries of distress. Those whose intellects have no love will only cry out in distress. You are now the true children of the One who is the Truth. How can heaven be created without the destruction of hell taking place? You say that this is the great Mahabharat war. The gates of heaven are to open through it. People don't understand anything. It is in your intellects that you are now receiving the butter of the deity sovereignty. They will continue to fight among themselves. They are human beings, and you too are human beings, but they belong to the devilish community, whereas you belong to the deity community. The Father is explaining to you children face to face. You children have happiness inside you. You have claimed such a kingdom countless times, just as you are claiming it now. The two cats fight between themselves, and you take the butter of the sovereignty of the whole world. You come here to become the masters of the world. You know that by having yoga with Baba, you will reach your Karmateet stage. They will fight between themselves, and we will definitely claim the sovereignty of heaven. This is something common. Those with physical power cannot claim the sovereignty of heaven. You become the masters of the world with the power of yoga. Your supreme deity religion is that of non-violence. Neither type of violence exists there. The violence of the sword of lust that causes sorrow from its beginning through its middle to its end is the worst of all. No one understands when it is the kingdom of Ravan. They call out, "Now come and purify us." Therefore, we definitely were pure at one time. The children who are residents of Bharat call out, "Liberate us from sorrow and take us to the land of peace. Remove our sorrow and give us happiness." Sri Krishna is also called Hari. Baba takes us to the gates of Hari. The gates of Hari is the land of Krishna. This is a land of devils. We don't like this land of cunts. There is also a play of Maya. You know that the kingdom of Ravan begins with the Copper Age. The deities who were pure began to become impure. There are signs of it. At Jagannath Puri, the world is so dirty. You have come away from all of those things and are going to the land of angels. A lot of courage and bravery is required for this. after belonging to Baba, you mustn't become impure. They think that it is impossible for there not to be a fire when husband and wife live together. This is why they create upheaval by saying that we make everyone into brother and sister here, that this is not written anywhere. They wonder what kind of magic we have here. They say if you go to the Brahma Kumaris, they will keep you there. They continue to stir others up. This too is fixed in the drama. Those who have it in their parts will come no matter what happens. There is nothing to be afraid of in this. Shiv Baba is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, and the bestower of salvation for all. He makes you pure from impure through Brahma. These words should be written in large letters so that anyone can read them. People cause so many obstacles because of purity. Baba says, children, there should be no strings of attachment to any bodily beings. If there are any strings of attachment, you become trapped there. Here, even when your mother dies, you eat halva. Baba makes you sit in front of him and asks you, if a relation of yours dies tomorrow, will you cry? If you have tears, you fail. That person would just have shed a body and then taken another, and so what is there to cry about? Anyone else who might hear this would say, what are you saying? At least say something good. Oh, but we are saying good things. There is no crying in the golden age, and this life of yours is even more elevated than that. You are those who save everyone from crying. Therefore, how could you yourselves cry? We have found the husband of all husbands who takes us to heaven. So then why would we cry for those who make us fall into hell? Baba is telling us such sweet things in order for us to claim our inheritance. At this time there is so much loss in Bharat. The father comes and benefits it. Bharat is also called a most degraded land. There is no one as fashionable as those in Sindh. They learn fashion from abroad. Girls spend so much on hairdressing. They are called hell's angels. The father is making you into heaven's angels. They say it is heaven for us here. Let us experience this happiness at least. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Many come here with such ideas. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Baptada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become a true spiritual guide and show everyone the path home. While doing business for the livelihood of your body, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Don't become tired of doing business and having interaction. 2. Decorate yourself with this knowledge and make yourself into an angel of heaven. Don't put on the physical makeup of this Tamopradhan world. Renounce following iron-aged fashion. Blessing. May you keep a balance of being a child and a master and move along in a yukti-yukt way and become an embodiment of success. As much as possible, be a child in terms of doing service and a master in terms of making effort on your stage. Be a child while making connections and in doing service, and a master on the pilgrimage of remembrance and in churning this knowledge. Be a child with your companions and in the gathering, and a master as an individual. To move along while keeping this balance is to move along in a yukti-yukt way. By doing this, you will easily achieve success in every task. Your stage will remain constant and stable, and you will easily be loved by all. Slogan: when your thinking and acting are equal, you will be said to be a powerful soul with willpower. Avyakt signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. The virtue of remaining cheerful can help you a lot in your efforts. Just as your face remains cheerful, in the same way, also keep your soul cheerful. Let this natural virtue be inculcated in the soul. If you remain constantly cheerful, no attraction of Maya will be able to attract you. This is the Father's guarantee. However, in order to remain constantly cheerful, maintain your spiritual honor, be tolerant, and watch the games of Maya as a detached observer. Om Shanti.